When you meet God, what do you want to say to him or ask him?
I want to ask him, what did you expect my dad to do? Did he do the right thing, or should he have stayed with my mom?
Yeah. You going to question his homosexuality?
Yeah, not question it, just more, what do you think was the right thing for him to do? Should he have stayed, even if it wasn't a choice, and made it work because he took vows and it's, you know, you're married? Or did he do all he could do and he made his peace with you? Is that okay?
You still have trouble dealing with that?
Yeah. Not even the gay part of it. That, really, I am over. I care more about my relationship with him. Just father-daughter. I feel like a lot of the distance between us is because he thinks I want that. Yeah. I think no matter how many times I tell him, no, I don't, you know, I just want a relationship with you, he feels like he let me down or is an embarrassment to me and my sisters, or he's done too much damage now, it's too late to fix it. I think he really feels like my life is a little bit easier if he just kind of steps back and only comes around when I ask him to.
Are any of those things true? Do you feel like he's a letdown and a disappointment and still don't accept him?
No. The only distance I feel between him is because I have no idea what his life is like, and not that I'm so much that I wonder, does he have a boyfriend or this or that? I just wonder, what does he do with all his time? Does he ever miss having my mom cook dinner for him? Does he miss being in the house with, you know, his daughters? Does he, you know, what does he do and what does he think about when he's alone? Because he's alone a lot.
Yeah. You know, I've noticed it, and I feel like it has been a really difficult part of your life, and it has affected us in some way. It's not everything to do with us, but
yeah.
I think it's really important for you to keep having those conversations with him, because, you know, I know how tough it was for you at the beginning, but I know how much you miss not having him in your life as much.
Yeah.
And you said at the beginning that one of the most important things is family. And we've got a son who's going to start to recognize family.
Yeah.
And so I want him to be a part of it too, and I know you do, so I know that's tough, so I'll just encourage you to keep talking to him and keep trying to bring him in.
Yeah, it's definitely hard, especially when I'm the one out of my sisters most like him. I mean, his name is Marvin. I grew up with everyone calling me Marvina. I mean, we're so alike, and I think he's great. It's just, I don't know why it's so hard. I think it's harder the closer you are to somebody to have these conversations.